"Where are you?"
I whispered. I put my shoulder to the door and pushed, but it didn't move.
"What's happened to you?"
I let go of the handle and sat down on the top step where she drank coffee every morning. It felt strange being in the place I'd spent so many weeks watching. I looked up at the railings of my roof garden and confirmed that it really was impossible to see through the vine. If I'd been absolutely certain of this, I would not have retreated so carelessly the first time I saw her. I would not have brushed against that leaf, and I would not have this ruined hand. I took off the glove. My hand was darker in colour and, after a tentative sniff, had a distinct odour. I took a phial from the leather pouch and scooped out some cream.
"I've made tea,"
the old woman said, placing a tray on the garden table.
"Join me?"
For a moment, I reflected on the fact that I'd spoken to more people in these past few weeks than I had in the entirety of the past year, and also that it was turning out not to be as arduous as I'd always feared. Very carefully, I pulled on the glove and walked down the steps. The old woman gave me a piece of paper with Simone's number written on it in a wavering scrawl. I folded it and put it in my jacket pocket, along with the note from the cafe.
"You know, you gave me a shock when I first saw you on the stairs," she said,
handing me a teacup.
"I thought you was my Stanley come back."
"Stanley?"
"My husband. He died 9 years ago. He had a suit just like that. Wore it every day."
I smoothed the fabric of my trousers. "I'm sorry for shocking you."
"That's all right, dear. It was a nice shock."
She took a sip of tea.
"My Stanley was so particular about his suit. He never once took his jacket off in public.